Because we finally heard from Benny, and I'm so glad that you did, and I know how much the letter meant to you, because it meant so much to me. I just laughed and laughed, and I just had to read it out loud to Terry. Well, have you gotten your Jeep repainted again? I sure hope it turned out a better color for you this time. And darling, please, I don't know. I know you're tired and that you'd like to sleep as much as possible, which I don't blame you at all. Please don't worry about trying to write to me, because just as long as I know that you love me, that's all that counts. I don't worry about your not writing. But yet, your letters are the only thing that I have to go on. The most important connection between the two of us, being so far apart, is the Lord in our prayers. Praying each day and knowing that our prayers are being answered and that the Lord is drawing us closer and closer together every day. And then having your letters. Your letters mean so much to me.
And I guess that's why I put such an emphasis on your writing, because it just makes my day complete, and I long for it
every time that I come to the mailbox. And I'm disappointed when I don't get them, but I do understand. Last night I went out to Overton and picked up some clothes that Gail had given me, maternity clothes, and I thought that I wasn't going to stay very long, but your daddy was busy and up in the field, and so I ended up staying till about 20 to 11 before I came home, and Terry was in a meeting, and so she called out just before I left, because she had just gotten home, and she wanted to check and make sure that I was all right. They all send their love and to tell you hello. I took the tape recorder, and so Liz and I finally about 8:30 ran up into the field where Doc was cutting maize, and Gerald was there, and Uncle Mac, and Gerald and Doc came to the car, and so I had the tape recorder hidden and just had the best conversation with your daddy, and it was quiet out there, and he was telling me that our maize had about 6,800 pounds, I guess, and he, something like that. Does that sound right? He thought it was real good. He said his maize wasn't going to do as good as that. And he was just real, real pleased, and so was I. And we just talked about the farm and the cows, and they're doing just fine, and that he was going to move them over to his place somewhere. And anyway, we were there, and I recorded nearly a whole tape. And when I got back to the house, I turned it on, and then I discovered that I didn't have the little button pushed all the way to record, so I didn't get any of it. So we sat down to supper, and they still hadn't come in, so I put the tape recorder on my lap and hid it under the table, and then clipped the mic to the tablecloth. And your daddy and Uncle Mac and Gerald all came in, and so that's what the other side of the tape is, us all sitting around the table, and you can hardly hear for the clanking of dishes. And then Liz got carried away and was trying to bust up a carton of ice, and you can hear that. And we were trying to get him to talk, and everybody was so quiet, and Bert was just in hysterics because she knew the recorder was on and nobody was saying anything. And you finally should have seen the look on their faces when I pulled the recorder out, set it up on the table. They were just astounded and just died laughing. And I played it back to them, and if you'll listen to it two or three times, you can understand what they're saying. And then I turned it on, and they didn't know it, and I recorded a little bit, and finally I said, Doc, why don't you say something to your son? And he just froze up. I just laughed and laughed and laughed at him, but I had a real nice time. Today has been sandy, just like yesterday, and windy and everything, and this afternoon I got to feeling pretty bad at work. I don't know why. I guess maybe because I've been staying up so late at night, and I'm real sorry about not writing to you last night and putting it off till this morning, but it was 12 by the time I finally got into bed, and I was just exhausted from work and then going right out there and staying so late and driving all the way back in. The car drove just fine on the way out there, and I think it needs to be out on the highway more often. I had called Mother Sunday night, and she said they'd probably come up sometime this week and stay a day or two and then go on to Kermit if the doctor gave Daddy the okay, and I really looked for them today. But they didn't come, so maybe it'll be tomorrow. Then I didn't do much really today until this afternoon, I suppose, and we got real busy, and I think that's why I didn't feel good, because I got real tired, and I still have sinus real, real bad, although I don't have the flu with it, thank goodness.
And, let's see, November the 1st, I go back to the doctor and see how much weight I've gained and how healthy this baby is. The other day at the doctor's office, I listened for the heartbeat, but I could just barely hear it. And Dr. Benson said not to worry, that I just had a real thick abdominal wall. And it was hard to hear, but that I'd be able to hear it a lot better in a couple of months. Well, I miss you so very, very much, too, and I love you so very much. I just don't know what I'd do without you. And I'm looking so forward to getting your tape. I'm so excited that you got a new tape recorder, and just think, we now have two. But I know you can work yours better than I can work mine. Well, I've got a small box all ready to send to you sometime at the end of this week or the first of next. I've got some paperback books in it and candy, and I'm going to bake some brownies and maybe some chocolate cookies if Mother can find the recipe because I lost mine. And I'm going to get you a few other little surprises to put in it, and then I'll airmail it to you. So I'll be sure and get you some, I presumed you meant Instamatic film like I sent to you, so I'll send you some more of that. And do you need any flash bulbs? If so, I can get you some of those. And I'll get you some more NTZ. And then about the end of next week, I need to get your Christmas package off by the 11th of November, I believe it is. So you'll be sure and get it. And it'll be wrapped in Christmas paper, so you just ignore it because it won't have anything in it that'll melt. And you just save it till Christmas. You hear me? I just don't know what I'd do without you. You just mean so very, 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 very much to me, Elsa. I just miss you sometimes so badly I can hardly stand it. I guess I better quit talking that way or little tears will start rolling down my face like they are now just because I love you so much. Thank you for being so sweet and kind and understanding and for loving me the way that you do. I'm looking at your picture right now, so I feel like I'm really, really talking to you. I hope you enjoy the other side of the tape if you can understand it, and I've had trouble trying to record this one on this side, and I hope you can understand it, too. I just am so grateful for you and for what you mean to my life. I couldn't express in words how much that I do love you and how much you mean to me. And I get misty-eyed over your letters, too, and I just keep thinking that soon the days are going to just really mount up, and you're going to be home right here with me. I just can't really believe that. I just don't know what I'd do without you. And I just thank the Lord so very, 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 very much for you. I'm going to run out of tape here in a few minutes, so I'll go and buy another one. Maybe tomorrow, the next day or so, and record some more before I send this off, this package off to you. And really just talk to you a whole bunch. I can get these little tapes for just about 60 cents, so that's just not bad at all. And you're getting your film developed for $1.50 is really cheap because we pay $4.05 to send ours off. Of course, we get a roll of film back free, but still, usually it's about three something a roll. And I just can't wait to get the pictures back. Or I hope you will send pictures that you've taken, especially pictures of you. And I want you, of course, to keep the pictures that was on that roll of film. There's one picture of Mr. Scott and Paulette and Sheila down at the office, and you can send it back to me after you've seen it. Well, darling, looks like that the tape's getting thinner and thinner, and it sure does pass by awfully fast. I know I really haven't said a whole bunch of anything, just rambled on like you said that you do. But I know that it means as much to you to hear it as it does to me to record it. And maybe one of these days I'll get better and you can understand it better. I just don't know how I could ever get along without you. The baby's doing just fine, and I'm doing just fine, and don't worry about us. Don't worry about sending us money. It's a very immaterial thing. My bank account has dipped real low. I have about $200 and $209 in the bank now, so it's really come down from what I had the last time that I recorded to you. But I had a pretty big telephone bill the first time, and that took quite a bit of money out of it. And then Terry and I like to eat and things like this, and I bought things for the baby, and I just didn't have much to go on to begin with, but I just don't worry about it because my job helps an awful lot, and I know I'll get along just fine. And I hope that after the baby comes, I can find a job that will pay a little bit more where I can save more. We got a savings bond from the government the other day.